KSRN News. I'm John Scott. U.S. employers adding just 143,000 jobs last month.
That's far fewer than analysts were expecting. They predicted the addition of 170,000 jobs. It also comes on the heels of the December report showing a hiring surge of 256,000 jobs added that month. Healthcare and retail led the way in last month's hiring. The unemployment rate slipped to 4%.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Also at SRNNews.com, two people in eastern Tennessee killed last night when severe storms swept through.
Morgan County's Emergency Management Agency said a mother and daughter died when the storm passed through the Deer Lodge and Sunbright area of Thursday night.
Tennessee Highway Patrol troopers responded immediately to assist.
Tennessee Highway Patrol Captain Stacy Heatherly.
Morgan County sustained some structure damage from high winds and possibly a tornado.
On its website, the Morgan County School District closed Friday because of significant damage from tornadoes in parts of their county. I'm Jennifer King.
The NCAA has reversed its policy on transgender female athletes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
A day after President Trump signed an executive order to keep men out of women's sports, the country's largest college sports organization changed course. The NCAA announced it will limit competition in women's sports to student athletes assigned female at birth only. The policy update is effective immediately and applies to all student athletes regardless of previous eligibility. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks have been falling after today's Labor Department update, giving a mixed picture of the job market. The Dow dropping 301 points. The NASDAQ composite, 219 points in the red. This is SRN News. The anti-Semitism probe of America's colleges expands.
The Department of Health and Human Services will look into anti-Jewish protests at several of the nation's medical schools, including Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and Brown. HHS says it will seek to determine if officials there, quote, acted with deliberate indifference regarding events that may have impacted Jewish students' rights to access educational opportunities and benefits. Other federal departments are conducting similar probes of other universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, feminists, and female athletes cheering President Trump's decision to issue an executive order designed to prevent males from participating in female sports. The order gives federal agencies wide latitude to ensure entities that receive federal funding abide by Title IX in alignment with the Trump administration's view. Mr. Trump has already ordered the government to define sex as only male or female. This is SRN News. Authorities searching part of Alaska's western coast for a plane that went missing while carrying 10 people. The Bering Air Caravan was heading from Inaklit to Nome with 9 passengers and a pilot. The route is over the Norton Sound, that's south of the Arctic Circle. Inaklit is a community of about 690 people in western Alaska. California's governor looking to speed up a rule to make homes more fire-resistant.
The rules require homeowners in high-risk areas to clear combustible materials, like dead plants and wooden furniture, from within 5 feet of their homes. The regulations were signed into law in 2020 and were originally intended to take effect in 2023, but they still haven't been written. Experts say having that 5-foot rule in place could have made a difference for some in the deadly January wildfires around Los Angeles. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.